Hey there. I think it's time for a random rant. Today's date is August the 27th, and, got a lot going on right now. Yes, coronavirus is still happening. Yes, you know, I'm still unemployed thanks to Governor Newsom refusing to let hairdressers go back to work unless they're willing to drag the chair out from the salon every day and set up a tent and a misters and all that, spend all that money to give a $20 haircut and do all of that. So yeah, no, we're going to wait until we're allowed to work inside the salon again. You know, it's like 100 plus degrees out every day. Just, we don't feel like dragging out those chairs every day. We just don't. And extension cords, what have you. But anyway, okay, so that's one rant. Yeah, that's one rant. Because the coronavirus pandemic is definitely giving a lot of people a lot to rant about. So mine's trivial by comparison. But, I'm also, I haven't gotten coronavirus. I've been okay in that respect. But, my mom, unfortunately, is getting ready to pass away. And, it's not due to coronavirus, but due to coronavirus, she was not able to get diagnosed with her stage 4 cervical cancer. She actually started when my brother was getting ready to pass away. She started having a period. Now, my mother's 82, so that's not correct. You know, you're not supposed to be having a period at 82. But she didn't deal with it right at that time because my brother was in the midst of passing away from mesothelioma. And so she just kind of put her problem on the back burner, as, you know, to be expected. You know, you're dealing with something else. But after my brother passed away, she decided, okay, she's going to make a doctor's appointment and get that little diagnosis done. Get a pap smear. So she calls her doctor, and the doctor informs her that at this time, they're not giving pap smears. They're not doing any of that because the coronavirus pandemic had shut down all the usual medical procedures that were needing to be done so that there would be room for people with coronavirus. Okay, I had to grab some coffee, obviously. But anyway, yeah, due to coronavirus, my mother, unfortunately, was not able to get in to see the doctor in order to get a pap smear done. And so come July, she's finally able to go get that pap smear. And she was still bleeding. So she's been bleeding like since October. You know, almost a year here. And of course, the pap smear came back that she has stage 4 cervical cancer. And so she has options, they tell her. Yeah, she's got options at 82. Well, we can give you a complete hysterectomy, but, you know, you're 82. Or we can give you some chemo, but you have stage 4, and it's probably traveled throughout your body, and it'll only buy you maybe 1 or 2 days. And during those extra 2 days that you're allowed to, you know, grace the planet, you're going to be puking. So it's up to you. Do you want to stick around for an extra 2 days and puke your brains out, or do you want to give up those 2 days and not puke? So obviously, you know, she chose the give up the extra 2 days of hanging out and puking. And I don't blame her. I mean, yeah, if I'm given a choice, do I want to stick around and puke or just go a couple of days early then and not be puking? That, you know, nobody likes to puke, okay? Even when you're going, it's nobody likes puking. It's just not a good feeling. I personally have not puked in 3 or 4 decades here, something like that. I just remember one night I drank a little too much, and after that I swore I'd never drink again, and I haven't. So, yeah, okay, I have a beer here and there, but, yeah, not like I did that one night where I drank a whole bunch of everything. But, anyway, yeah, my mom, she's getting ready to pass away. So I went to go visit her, and she don't look good. And I gave her a bath and shampooed her hair and changed her diaper. She's definitely bleeding. You know, she's down for the count. They took away her bed. Yeah, she wanted to just die in her bed, but they put her in a hospital bed at her apartment, you know, hospice. And, well, she's still somewhat coherent, so at least I got to tell her I love her, and she told me she loves me, and, you know, it's rough. It really is rough right now. Yeah, it's, I'm back. Again, I had to have a little more coffee. Like I said, ranting is not really what I'm doing. I'm just, I guess, using this as my way to just express my thoughts right now. But, yeah, thank goodness for Anchor Podcast. Now, yeah, my mom, she's getting ready to say goodbye. And, you know, she's 82, so at least she's not real young, but I was really kind of hoping she was going to at least make it to the same age as my grandmother and great-grandmother. But in this case, yeah, no, she's definitely going any moment now. And so I was, of course, having to deal with the uncomfortable reality that I gotta, because I'm the executor of whatever happens here, I guess her surviving daughter, I have to be speaking to the funeral place. She's not really getting a funeral, but at least I don't think she is. I don't know. I know that basically she prepaid. She let me know that she prepaid for her plot, her plaque, and her space, you know, wherever she's to be, I guess, dug up and put in, and her plaque saying who it is, it's there, and she's going to be by my brother and my grandmother, so, you know, all in the family. But when I called the cemetery to let them know that it's getting close to that time where they're going to, you know, be receiving my mother, they, you know, I wanted to know how you do this, and they're like, well, you know, you call us when it happens, and then we come and pick her up from her apartment, and then we, you know, refrigerator. I'm like, refrigerator, okay. But yeah, they let me know basically that what they found in their paperwork was that she paid for this and that and this, but I still need to whip out my credit card because there's a few things that, you know, aren't included in what she paid for. I'm like, oh, okay, so what would that be? And they're like, oh, that would be like a casket. And I'm like, what? And they're going, service, you know, it comes to this and this. By the time they got done doing the math of what I might have to be putting on my credit card, it ran up to like $9,000, $12,000, depending if I go with flowers or if I go. I'm like, no, I'm thinking, what's cheaper here? Cremation, correct? Can I go with that? And they're like, okay, well, if you go with the cremation, that'll be $3,000. I'm like, $3,000? I thought cremation was a little cheaper than that, even. And they're like, well, you know, you can get it for free if you donate her body to science. I'm like, no, she don't want that. I can tell you that right now. You know, besides that, I want some of the ashes, you know, so I can maybe put it in a necklace or something. And my brother wants some of the ashes, and we want it mailed to us. And they said, okay, well, you know, we also have to get the death certificates, you know, and alert the state and alert, you know, Social Security. I'm like, oh, my God. I had no idea all of this was involved when somebody passed away. I really did not. I mean, when my brother passed away, my mother dealt with it, so I didn't. So I didn't know. And so at this point in time, she's still with us. But tomorrow I'm going to go see my mother one more time, I believe, as long as she's still with us. And my brother flew in from Massachusetts, so I'm going to see him too. I haven't seen him in over 10, 12 years, something like that. So, yeah. And then there's my other brother there that's, you know, a little upset over all this. And it's like, I think my mom's going to get one last chuckle of watching us all fight. Like when we were kids, you know. Because we did used to fight like crazy when we were kids. I don't know. I just know that, yeah, my mom's getting ready to pass away. Not due to coronavirus, but due to the coronavirus pandemic preventing her from getting a timely diagnosis, I believe. I really believe had it not been for the coronavirus pandemic, she might have gotten a diagnosis a little sooner. Had to go grab some more coffee. I'm drinking a lot of coffee right now. Anyway, yeah. So tomorrow I'm going to go see my mom again. Now, it's not an easy trip, not just because I got to see her demise and seeing her, you know, get ready to pass. It's also, it's 2 hours away from here, so I'm catching a ride because I can't handle the drive on the freeway. I don't do 100 miles an hour anymore, and plus now we got all these stupid protesters in the middle of the freeways, and God knows, and we got fires going on all around us right now. I mean, literally, you just don't know what you're going to encounter taking this 2-hour trip. So it's 2 hours there, and of course, you know, 2 hours back. And but it's still at least summer, so that means the daylight at least will be there through at least 8 p.m. So that's good. But hopefully we'll be back by 7-ish. I'm going to take off early in the morning. And like I said, I will get to at least see my brother. And unfortunately, yeah, I'm going to see my mom. It hurts to see her looking like that. But she's on pain medication, so supposedly she's not feeling any pain. And she's definitely not puking. So that's the good part, right? Because she didn't want to be puking. That's the whole reason she didn't do the chemo. And I can't blame her. No, cannot. So I guess at this point, I'm going to go ahead and just, I guess, check back in later. And the next time I talk on this Random Rants podcast, it'll be to let you know that my mom has left. And, you know, whatever else I'll be ranting about. So, thanks again for listening to me rant about what's bugging me right now. And, stay safe, stay healthy. And if you got any issues medically, even if it is the coronavirus pandemic, go get it checked out, just because. You should. You really should. Okay. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.